For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Kevin next week for a discussion on nutrition. Now, today we're honored to interview Rex Jones from Garden of Life. He's a nutrition educator. He has been a talk show host, and he is going to cover an interesting topic today. We're going to be talking about empowering extraordinary health, and I love that term. We're also going to be discussing magnesium and specifically magnesium supplements. So welcome to the show.
Great to be on, Dana.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and it's always a good, interesting discussion. Talk a little bit more about what empowering extraordinary health means to our listeners, to the public.
Well, you know, Garden of Life, we are a supplement manufacturer, and we focus on making whole food supplements that are organic, non-GMO verified. We're all about clean, as far as supplementation goes. But we've, from the very beginning, started as a company that really educates, and we use our products to reach people so that we can spread the education. So empowering extraordinary health is really all about getting the next level or the next, you know, turn in nutrition information to the general public to raise their awareness, which causes, you know, a shift. And so that's always been the goal of Garden of Life. We've always been a very heavy education-based supplement company. And our supplements basically, you know, help us to reach people by keeping us alive as a business. So it goes hand in hand, and that's what Empowering Extraordinary Health is all about, is giving people the information they need to make smart decisions in their life.
Well, that's always important, and that's what we try to do here. And we also aim to alert our listeners to new information. We like to talk about controversies, and we like them to come away from the show having learned something that they can integrate right away, because there's lots of information that we give, and it's nice when they finish listening to the show that they can say, aha, I can do that, and I can do that now. So we'll keep that in mind as we're talking. Talk a little bit more about what clean means in the supplement industry, particularly for Garden of Life.
Sure. And, you know, when I say clean, this is not to mean that every other brand is dirty and they're pouring toxins into supplement products. But what Garden of Life is constantly shown is that in the raw material side of the manufacturing, on that business side of it, that there are better choices. For instance, several years ago, I think it was 2008 or 2009, we came out with a line of vitamins called Vitamin Code. And at that particular time, there was no other supplement, whole food supplement vitamin that was raw and in a veggie cap and didn't have any of the binders and fillers, the typical MAG steroids and the silica, which comes from sand. And many of these ingredients we see on a supplement that says other ingredients, they're not necessarily harmful for you, but they are prepared in weird ways. ways that customers don't know about, you know, solvents and high heat and sometimes derived from genetically engineered sources. And, you know, and this is the way supplements have been manufactured for a long time. So when we say clean, we are talking about delivering the convenience of supplements using, you know, supplement manufacturing, but trying to deliver it in a wholesome way, the way in a food form, the way that we humans evolved on, you know, before we had pills and tablets. So we create supplements now and pass this vitamin code, like MyKind vitamins, which actually are 100% USDA organic and non-GMO verified. And the tableting ingredients are made from organic non-GMO food. So we feel that it's, you know, that time, you know, to start cleaning up these raw materials, even though we've relied on them ourselves when we first started our company, we evolved, and we think that the supplement industry can also evolve to a cleaner place and distinguish itself from what you can find in a department store or a drugstore or a big box store, which, you know, you've probably been in this business a while. If you've got a clever graphic artist, you can pretty much convince someone who's really not that much of an expert on organic that your product's organic just by labeling and marketing on the product. And so we want to be that company that can, you know, bring things like the non-GMO project logo front and center, the USDA organic logo, a kosher logo, an NSF, you know, third-party verified GMP seal, all the way down the line, showing that, yes, you can have this high-quality, high-level supplementation. You should be able to shop for organic in the produce section and then walk into a supplement section and then buy an organic supplement.
Well, that's well described. And I always like to remind people to offset some of the myths. And I know you know this, but it's always worth repeating that the FDA does regulate supplements. They're regulated as foods and not drugs. And to go through testing for medications is expensive. It's millions and millions of dollars and many, many years. So if one ingredient is changed, then one would have to go through more testing, more expense. And the bottom line is, what is the risk? What's the harm in the supplement industry? And the deaths from medications, 75% underreported, is 160,000 to 190,000 a year.
Yep.
And that's only, that does not include the private medical industry. That's the from the hospital data. So we know that it's far worse. And the medical community knows this. I mean, they are paying attention to it and they are trying to change it. So what's the risk for supplements? The death rate is 0 to 10 a year, typically 0 to 2. And those deaths are usually caused by children, toddlers, finding pregnant mothers' iron pills that look like little M&Ms, little candies, and often have kind of a sweet taste on the covering. And if they get those and their stomachs aren't pumped immediately, they are fatal and it is dangerous. I might say that my solution is that all iron pills have to taste bitter. And that would at least help some of these mistakes. So in any case, Congress always says, where are the bodies that we have to upregulate the way we regulate vitamins, herbs, nutrients, etc.? And when we look at the risks that one has for death, it has something to do with being hit by lightning 3 or 4 times. The relative level is so low. Does that mean we shouldn't be careful? Of course not. We should be careful. And
you're hitting on a hot button, by the way, but go ahead. I don't want to stop you.
Well, and I want you to talk more about this, that the cleaner any industry is, the better. And the supplement industry is certainly stepping in that direction, and some have gone the full journey to absolute organic and Garden of Life is doing that. So go ahead and share your pet peeve with this too.
I just want to kind of chime in and back up, a little bit of what you just said. I mean, it's largely perception, and I don't know if it's an advertising campaign by people that are threatened by the idea that people may have adequate levels of the nutrients they need to run their bodies, and therefore less symptoms, less chance of disease, and then an imploding, pharmaceutical industry. That's my suspicion. I can't trace it down, but it's the only thing that makes sense when you consider that nutrient deficiency is huge. Our soils have been depleted for a very long time. Unfortunately, not only is our food depleted from certain vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, in many cases, the food that we are buying or being advertised to, they actually negate, in some cases, drain nutrient and especially mineral levels. And so we're fighting this uphill battle. We have technologically evolved probably light years ahead of our DNA, and biology. And we just need to kind of stop and put a pause on it and let science be science. I feel like, yes, we have science in the medical community, and we have science in the nutritional community and everywhere else, but there always seems to be a catch or someone that has some intention behind what actually comes out of the science. So, I'm sure you kind of touched on this a little bit, but it's like, what you ask, the questions you ask, the research will determine, what kind of answers you get. And a lot of these drug companies don't really want to come up with new and better drugs, and they don't have to. They just kind of recycle the same compounds so they don't have to go through the testing and spend millions of dollars to change an ingredient. And so a lot of times what we have are untested drugs that are in combinations where the individual parts are tested to be safe, but it's not actually tested to be safe as a combination, and they're allowed to do that. So I don't want to go off on a tangent on that, but it's just amazing that we're arguing about getting, levels of nutrients, taking vitamins and supplements to get our nutrients up to optimal levels, but yet at the same time, we don't have science applied to the safety of many drugs. And we see these commercials come on and with class action lawsuits pulling drugs off the market that were supposed to be tested using science. So, I think the American people, all of us from all different backgrounds, need to kind of ask a little bit more and expect more even-handedness in oversight in how the science is kind of used commercially. So I don't know. I could go on with that, but I don't want to take up all of our time. But it's something I think about a lot, and it's real easy to confuse people with some research when you may not really understand what questions were asked and which questions weren't asked about the research, and that can determine what is called safe and unsafe, unfortunately.
Right, right. Well, you described it well, and we're going to continue this conversation about our subject, because I think it's exciting, empowering extraordinary health, which is what Garden of Life is trying to do and has been doing. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, I want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use, and it's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. It's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased, scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So this is a wonderful tool. Do take advantage of it. Now, we've been talking with Rex Jones from Garden of Life. He's a nutrition educator, herbalist. He's been a talk show host. And we are talking about empowering extraordinary health. That's our subject today, and we're going to get into some specific nutrients as well. So, Rex Jones, let's keep going on this discussion.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, earlier we talked a little bit about mineral depletion, and that's a big deal. I mean, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that we had in 1910 about 500 parts per million of minerals, and in 2006 we are at maybe, you know, half. Well, so let's say less than 50 parts per million in our soil, according to their research, and that's a big deal. Because we know minerals are pretty important. Some of the most abundant minerals like calcium and magnesium, for example. And many of us take calcium. Calcium is a $1 billion a year business. And most of that calcium is mined from rock quarries. And it goes through washings and things like that and eventually ends up in pills. But what I find fascinating, is not only the story of depletion, but in the case of calcium, we're in the American diet, and we are getting 10 times the amount of calcium than we are magnesium. Now, both calcium and magnesium are pretty important. Calcium helps to contract the nerves and the muscles, contract the heart, and magnesium helps to relax the nerves and muscles and relax the heart. Now, just thinking about how high-stressed we are and just the lifestyles that we have in modern day, you know, which one do you think we have a lot of? You know, it's the one that is contracting and stressing us out a little bit more, and maybe not enough of that magnesium to relax the nerves and muscles. So, you know, we have these supplements that are 2-to-1 ratio, 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams of magnesium. Why do we have those ratios? We know that, you know, osteopenia and osteoporosis are pretty prominent. They're those levels, you know, of occurrence are just incredible, unfortunately, and lots of people are dealing with this and they don't even know this. And in fact, in the UK, in the US, we take more calcium than anybody else in the world, and we have higher levels of osteopenia and osteoporosis. So the question is, why isn't this working? You know, and my analogy, simple analogy for why it's not working is that although calcium is the most abundant mineral in our body, calcium is really kind of like, if you could picture a bunch of lumber sitting on a plot of land, and then you point to it and go, hey, that's a barn. No, it's not a barn. It's what you need mostly to build a barn, but it's not a barn until you've got, you know, helpers and hammers, nails, saws, and window frames and roofing. All of those things make the barn. And calcium is that same way, in that, yeah, you can take it all day long, but it has no idea where to go in your body. And in fact, there are studies showing that calcium can increase cardiovascular risk.
And that's important, that cardiovascular risk, because I remember talking to some researchers about 30 to 40 years ago who were pushing calcium carbonate for bones. And I said, first of all, it's an alkalizer, and calcium requires acidity. Secondly, right. Calcium without adequate magnesium, especially without adequate magnesium, at least half as much, but perhaps even numbers 1-to-1, will cause inflammation and increases kidney stones, calcification. And a huge study of women showed that only a small subset benefited from calcium. Now, what I don't know about that study is that I suspect that small subset was taking magnesium D and the other support nutrients that are important for bone. Let's keep talking about that, because this is a real critical piece of information.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's sad that, you know, a lot of the nutritional information that we have, you know, that's in our professional medical system is pretty old for the nutritionists that are doing the science right now. They tend to be about 20 years behind, and you know, they'll catch up maybe with magnesium. Vitamin D, fortunately, has come into the conversation. But as you increase your levels of vitamin D, you need to increase your levels of magnesium as well. So just to kind of explain how important magnesium is to relax your nerves and muscles. If, you know, I mean, the nervous system is relaxed, and feelings of anxiety can even be, you know, abated by taking magnesium. 60 to 80% of Americans are deficient. The cardiovascular system, we talked about that. You know, you store a lot of magnesium in the left ventricle of your heart to help the heart relax. And then our skeletal system, going back to calcium, it actually keeps calcium out of places it belongs, like the soft tissues, like the kidneys that you mentioned. And so having calcium checked, that's a big, big deal. You need that magnesium there. But I really do think, in, you know, that a lot of us are deficient in magnesium and can benefit from taking small amounts of it and building up to those adequate levels. And by the way, magnesium is a mineral that you can't eat the RDI, the recommended daily intake, with just by consuming foods on a daily basis. If you're looking to get to that 600 to 800 milligram optimal level that nutritionists say we should be at, it's nearly impossible to do that. But just a quick rundown of how important magnesium is. I mean, we talked about the muscular system, the nerves and muscles, skeletal system, but to make cellular energy, something called ATP, this is pretty important. For your mitochondria, your cell, you know, energy plant, you need magnesium to make energy for your cells. You know, to to actually help nerves to fire correctly, you need magnesium. To detoxify correctly, your cytochrome P450 enzymes involved with magnesium. I mean, I could go on and on. I don't think I could name the 300 to 600 different functions, but we're talking about some pretty critical functions in the body, including the ability to make our bones sway and bend a little bit and not be brittle and crack as much, and the ability to keep the arteries flexible. And then just one last thing, the adrenals. I mean, in order to make adrenaline, you need magnesium. And this is something that I really hope people, take note of, is we have people that are tired all the time for lots of reasons. They may have adrenal insufficiencies. We may be stressed out in fight or flight for long periods of time and not even notice it anymore. Whereas a long time ago, we basically lived in the feeling of bliss with the occasional storm or tiger or bear that, you know, gave us a shot of adrenaline, which helps to release a tremendous amount of glucose so that we have the energy to take care of these emergencies. But we're in this constant leak of adrenaline, you know, with our, you know, driving and eating and looking at violent movies and eating and, you know, being stressed out and eating and doing weird things like that. We're overloading ourselves with glucose and insulin and using up our adrenaline. And you need magnesium to make adrenaline, and you need magnesium to actually synthesize insulin. So you could imagine if 60 to 80% of Americans are deficient, what's going on with their nerves, their muscles, where's the calcium going? Because we're getting 10 to 1 calcium to magnesium. And then our adrenal glands, you know, I think one of the best selling herbal products in the natural foods industry are the adrenal formulas. They've got to be up there with the turmeric cells and so forth. So, you know, this is why Garden of Life, we decided that we needed to look at making a whole food magnesium product, because the refined foods, the pharmaceutical drugs, the stress, the sugar, too much calcium when we exercise, the fluoride and heavy metals we're exposed to, all of these things deplete an already low intake of magnesium.
So what we want to do is be efficient at it. I always call it the M word, magnesium. It's important for more than 450 enzymes. So it's mood, mind, memory, menstrual. You guys don't have to worry about that. Muscles, myocardium, energy, metabolism, and bowel movements. So it covers, it's 3/4 of the enzymes in the body depend on it. And you described very nicely the importance in energy metabolism. And we are going to carry on this discussion in our next segment. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. So we have been having this wonderful discussion with Rex Jones from Garden of Life. He's a nutrition educator and talk show host. He's an herbalist and has a great deal of expertise in the area of supplementation, nutrients, and herbs. We have been discussing magnesium, which in my opinion is the most important mineral in the body, mainly because it affects more than 75% of the enzymes in the body, and it's one of the most commonly deficient. However, the blood test that's usually used will not define it. A regular serum blood test that tests for magnesium will only show up magnesium deficiencies in the extreme late stages, because magnesium is an intracellular mineral. It's not in the serum, which is extracellular. Only 1% is there. So we like to, as a clinician, we like to use a red blood cell, sometimes white blood cell magnesium intracellular measure. And there are other ways of measuring magnesium deficits. But Rex Jones is talking to us about this. So, Rex, let's keep this conversation going on magnesium.
Well, you touched on a really, really important part there, because this is, I think, why, what you just said was why I think we have this deficiency, is because it's just going right past the medical professionals. They're looking at people's serum magnesium and going, well, you're okay. But magnesium is so important that the body will to balance our pH in our blood, it will leach magnesium or calcium out into the blood to keep the pH regular. So, yeah, you can actually be in horrible shape and your serum magnesium seem to be level, and that's only because your body is compensating because it's such an important mineral to us. And you're right, intracellular magnesium, that is what we need to look at. And you have to do a specific test for red blood cells to actually know what that is. So one of the most logical things you would think is, well, let's just eat foods high in magnesium. And we should do that. We should eat foods high in magnesium. But like I mentioned earlier, our soils have been so depleted that we see a very low percent of magnesium and a very, very high percent of calcium. So calcium is one of the nutrients that we're getting a lot of. And I can't remember the French researcher, but that said that we should not exceed a 2-to-1 ratio of calcium to magnesium. Well, we're at a 10-to-1 ratio of calcium and magnesium, and we probably need to look at this 2-to-1 ratio of calcium to magnesium supplementation, because that is probably too high for us in our diet. And this is why, again, magnesium supplementation is important. Another very important reason is just all of the things in our diet and modern lifestyle that deplete magnesium. So sometimes when I'm looking at TV and I'm listening to these advertisements for pharmaceutical drugs, you know, I see the beautiful pictures with people and their dogs in the park by the lake and sailing, and it looks wonderful. And I guess if a picture paints 1,000 words, then the words they say about, you know, the side effects kind of don't matter to our brain. I don't know. But, you know, I listen to the side effects. And if you listen to the side effects and you're sitting down with a book on magnesium deficiency, even calcium deficiency and zinc deficiency, you automatically can see a correlation there. And what we do know is that a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs do actually deplete stores of magnesium. They deplete stores of calcium, and they can deplete stores of zinc. And a lot of times we hear that connection with, you know, ask your doctor if you have infections or prone to certain viral outbreaks and so forth and so on. That, you know, you got to wonder if there's a connection with zinc depletion there, or if there's anxiety and stress and mood and issues, maybe there's a magnesium connection there. But we do see when we look at authoritative books that talk about contraindications, that calcium, magnesium, and zinc are depleted, you know, when we are exposed to heavy metals, fluorides, over-the-counter and under-the-counter drugs. And so, again, you know, you have to have your diet in tip-top shape, doing the right things, and still you really probably need to supplement with magnesium and make sure that you include some of these foods that are already high in magnesium.
Exactly. The problem, of course, is we talk about trying to get it in the diet and the greens and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds. There are a lot of antagonists, the antacids, the diuretics. There are other medications that are blockers as well. So it becomes even more important to supplement. And the RDAs and the DRIs, which are the standards that are the recommendations, they are intended, and this is specific, this is what the Institute of Medicine says, they will affect 97 to 98% of healthy people. That will be their recommendation, and it applies to 97 to 98% of the population. And that says healthy.
Right.
They apply to healthy. And the healthy population's only 24%. That's a very easy statistic to find out, which means that 76% of the population is unhealthy, and the RDAs, DRIs do not apply to them at all. So many people get the idea that you're optimally healthy if you get the RDA, the DRI, and you're really not. It's almost like saying, no, I don't want an income of $100,000. Let me just get by on $30,000. That'd be fine. How people don't want optimum in their nutrient bank account like they would like optimum in their financial bank account is beyond me. Talk a little bit more about that, please.
Yes, and I think a lot of that comes from, you know, misinformation. And I can bet you that on maybe not every show, but I bet you have over a dozen shows where you or Dr. Passero have talked about the lack of nutritional education that our doctors get. They are good at doing what they do, but they are not that great when it comes to nutrition. So I think where the public gets the misinformation from is they go to their doctor, and maybe they listen to a show like this, and they say, hey, I heard magnesium is really important, and it does this and that. You can just get it from your food. Yeah, just don't eat some food that's high in magnesium. You don't need to take supplements. We don't even know much about these supplements, if they're safe and blah, 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 the whole story. So people kind of walk away disempowered, maybe prescribed a drug when they actually have a nutrient deficiency, and they go to the grocery store. Maybe they're not buying organic. Maybe they are buying organic. If you're buying organic, that's great because you're not getting chemicals and pesticides that will again deplete some of the same nutrients that are there and wreck your microbiome. But you're still not going to get enough even with organic. So, you know, you need to supplement with that, magnesium and some of these important minerals, but you also want to include foods that are high in magnesium, like the avocados and the deep leafy green veggies. Chocolate is pretty high, and bananas are high, and cashews are high. Pumpkin seeds. You can go online and just get a list of foods that are pretty high. Spinach is another one. So you should definitely do that. But, you know, these levels like the RDI and RDA that you're talking about, they're not going to be met by you just kind of going shopping and temporarily eating these foods. You have to make a diet change. And I do believe that a lot of the other phytonutrients in these foods are very, very helpful for your epigenetics and for your body to better identify nutrients, because they're coming in the forms that we evolved off of and not just in, you know, an isolated chemical form, which can be useful. I just don't think it has as much information and intelligence as our food does. But, you know, that's what I would say about that is, you know, you need to do both. You need to supplement with magnesium, and you need to get a list of foods that are really high in magnesium.
And that's excellent. That's something people can do right now.
Right.
More vegetables, more greens, beans, nuts, and seeds. Get on that right now. And, of course, when you look at kids, most kids' diets have almost no magnesium because they, in America, they tend to avoid vegetables. Some of that is because of the high intake of sugar. It depletes zinc. That makes their appetite and their taste very different. They don't taste the nice taste in vegetables. So then with low magnesium, they're going to be neurologically, and this is not a professional word, hyperwired. They are going to be more hyperactive, have more anxiety, busy, busy minds, busy, busy bodies.
It ties into the microbiome as well.
You know, you're almost
inheriting the microbiome of the mom, you know, and if she's not eating fruits and veggies and you're not growing up getting a palate that is not overstimulated in salt, sugar, and fat, you know, that all of that determines the microbiome. And once those bacteria get to asking for what they want, boy, they are really good at kind of tricking us mammals into getting what they want. So it's kind of all tied in together there.
Yes, 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 yes. And we've really covered the magnesium well, and we've got one more segment, so we're going to talk some more about supplementation and dietary sources. I did want to mention on the medical schools, all schools of veterinarian medicine have a full department of nutrition.
Wow.
And it's taught in every aspect of veterinarian medicine training, every system for multiple species. In most medical schools, 90% of the medical schools, it is not taught by an expert. It is not taught in every aspect of human systems. In other words, cardiology. There's some lip service given to the kinds of diets that can be helpful, but I'm talking about understanding the biochemistry of nutrients and being able to use nutrients as well as meds. And nutritional metabolism is not taught. Every enzyme in the body is dependent on one or more nutrients, and that's not taught in medical school. My pet peeve.
We also be going to vets.
Yes. Yes. Wow. And I can't tell you how many patients I have received who were at their vet for their doctor, their dog or their cat, complaining about their own problems, and the vet gave them a suggestion, and they end up in my office because they thought it helped. Very interesting. How many of you take your cat or dog to the vet? The cat or dog's sick. They hang a bag of nutrients. Now, that is not as commonplace.
Pretty telling in
medicine. And when I say a bag of nutrients, I don't just mean a saline drip. I mean a bag of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. So anyway, we know that it's changing in medicine, and we know that doctors are becoming more interested and knowledgeable in nutrition. So I'm thinking of the positive, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas applies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Make sure you join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today, we've been interviewing Dr. Rex Jones from Garden of Life. He's a nutrition educator, herbalist, talk show host, and he has been discussing a lot of interesting things about organic supplements and Garden of Life's empowering extraordinary health. We've been talking about specific supplements, and this subject is important because not all vitamin C's, vitamin D's, B vitamins, magnesium, zinc, calcium, etc. are the same. Just taking a magnesium or a calcium or a zinc or chromium or selenium, whatever it is you're taking, the type makes a difference. And so this is what we'd like you to cover, Rex. Could you talk a little bit more about the quality and the kind of the supplement that people need to take?
Right. So, you know, you can go to your local health food store, the Village Green, you know, and get a wide variety of magnesium tablets in different forms and different acids. And so, you know, the form of magnesium that supplements are made from are all pretty much the same. They do come originally from rocks. So, but you're not really taking a rock when you're taking a general magnesium supplement. Now, this is a little complicated. I'll try to oversimplify it. But through a process of what they call chelation, they are kind of change the electrical charges between the acid bases between, like, a, you know, let's say the rock is magnesium carbonate. We don't digest magnesium carbonate that well, and so magnesium carbonate or oxide would act more or less like a laxative to us because we don't really absorb it that well. But the pills that you can buy and the powders that you can buy, what they've done is they've kind of broken that magnesium off through a system of using enzymes and charging one side of one acid versus another. I know this sounds kind of complicated. So the process of chelating is to lock on or to claw onto something. And so you might see a calcium citrate where that magnesium now is, you know, been clawed by the citric acid. So that's generally what you see is a citrate, a malate, mostly magnesium glycinate, which is an amino acid. And so just a little bit more of an idea of how this works. These minerals are bound to single amino acids or other acids like a citrate or a malic acid. And then what we have is amino acids, but then when amino acids, two or more amino acids work together to accomplish a job, we call those peptides. When we have so many peptides together, we just go ahead and call that a protein. So a protein is really made up of lots of peptides, groups of amino acids that do certain things, and then peptides are made up of amino acids. So all of the protein that you eat really are just amino acids to your body. And so what Garden of Life decided was that, well, you know, all of the magnesium that we pretty much consumed prior to making pills and powders was from food. When we eat food, we, whether it's an animal product or a plant or nut or seed that's rich in magnesium, it's actually being delivered with an entire protein. And so we see this happening with other minerals, whether it's the iron, heme iron, and red blood cells, and we believe that food is the best delivery system, that it contains the components that talk to your cells, that talks to your DNA, that unlocks the doors of your nutrient receptor site. So we feel that when it comes to minerals, especially magnesium, that we would want to do this chelation process, not to a single amino acid, but to all 18 amino acids. And we're using non-GMO verified enzymes that we've actually commissioned to have made. A lot of enzymes are byproducts of bacteria that were maybe fed, you know, things like GMO beet sugar or GMO maltodextrin. So we've gone through the supply chain to make sure that our enzymes are even non-GMO verified. But then we're using an organic USA grown pea protein and using their amino acids as a part of the chelation process so that we can have a whole food chelated magnesium using those 18 essential amino acids. So it's really about having more keys to the cell. And if I could make another oversimplification, instead of going up to the cell with one key, or one peptide or one amino acid, we can go up with 18 different ones. And we've got over, I think, 4,000 to 5,000 nutrient receptor sites on our cells. So when a nutrient is bound to all of these different foodstuffs and other nutrients and cofactors, these are more interactions, more diverse interactions that a nutrient can have with a cell. And that's really our goal here. And it's very difficult to get higher levels of magnesium in supplements, period. You know, so we were really going for, you know, this higher level of magnesium and still having it be bound to a whole food. And that's really the balance that we struck here. So we have the first powdered whole food magnesium in three different flavors. We have an original no stevia flavor. And then we have a orange dreamsicle, which is an organic natural flavor, not just a natural flavor. And then we have raspberry lemon, which is sweetened with stevia, but it's a little more tart. You really don't taste the stevia. So it's for those people that want a little bit of flavor, but not so much on the sweet side. And both of those are made with organic natural flavors. But, you know, it's pretty concentrated. You're getting 350 milligrams in one teaspoon of the magnesium. There is a little bit of a probiotic blend in there. We've got about 1 billion CFU of shelf-stable probiotics like the Lactobacillus plantarum and Acidophilus and Bulgaricus. And, you know, it's something that you can build on when you take in magnesium, you want to slowly build up. Some people do notice, because magnesium relaxes the nerves and muscles, that it will affect peristalsis. So even though this is a whole food magnesium, you still want to take it easy and build up and get to those higher levels over time.
Well, that certainly, that is a powerful supplement, and you've made the right combinations, and it sounds like it's quite easy to take. Some folks also like to use the Epsom salts, magnesium Epsom salts, as a soak, a bath. I'm not fully convinced that the topical forms can do everything we need to do, but I think they're certainly part of a regimen. And so we often recommend that as a detox bath, mixing baking soda and Epsom salts. So we've almost come to the end of the show. Do you have a quick word of advice for our listeners?
Sure. So make sure you go online and print out a list or find a list. Maybe go to Pinterest or some one of those websites and get a list of foods that are high in magnesium. Identify the ones that you already have in your cupboard, you know, and start making new recipes with those, and then incorporate some of the others, and then find some of the antagonists that Dana was talking about. You know, if you are on pharmaceutical drugs, maybe, you know, there are cases where you need to take some of these drugs to keep certain problems in check, you know, but be aware of that. Find out if magnesium, calcium, or zinc is being depleted. If you are taking calcium, make sure you have adequate levels of magnesium, adequate levels of D3, and adequate levels of the MK7K2 to keep calcium in check. Almost anyone can take magnesium. You may have to start off slow and build up. And the last thing is, make sure, you know, if you're really suspicious about what's going on in your body and you've been working with some issue for a very long time, you really, really want to get to the bottom of it. There is a test called the magnesium RBC or red blood cell test. That's the one you want to get to determine what your intracellular levels of magnesium are. And, you know, if maybe that is at the center of a problem or a part of the problem in healing. And so those would be some of the things I would suggest. And there are some books, you know, on contraindications of nutrients in herbs. There's a botanical safety handbook also available if you're into taking botanicals and herbs. But I would suggest, you know, just do a little investment. I mean, this is your life. This is your health. Get one of those botanical safety handbooks. They probably have a good suggestion at the Village Green Pharmacy of a book that would keep you informed, you know, so that if you do have to take some of these drugs, you don't end up driving deficiency, you know, of some very important nutrients like magnesium.
Good. Thank you so much, Rex Jones, for being with us, and we hope to talk with you again.
I hope to talk with you again as well, and have a great one.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And just a reminder that we are sponsored by MyVillageGreen.com. And a reminder, too, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.